best moment in your life or any man's life is when that woman walks into a room full of people and stares across that sea of faces into yours and says, he's the one. Most of the time it's happened to me has been in a police lineup, but what the fuck. Feel free to dance. I'm only 6'1" against his chart on the wall, but when she's identifying me, I feel 10 feet tall. There's only 5 guys here, so if she singles me out, kinda makes me feel special. I feel proud, well, she can put her finger on me the rest of her too. Any kind of attention from that woman would do, but women call it stalking. Women call it stalking. It's just selective walking, but women with their tendency to exaggerate. Gonna hug her, gonna mug her, gonna see her some more. Hey, judge, read the charge just a little bit slower. She said she'll see me in court. Well, I can't wait. She calls it a trial, but I call it a date. When the judge throws a book off her tenets of okay, 'cause I'm gonna marry that woman someday. You can tell the woman that you love her face to face, or you can do it from a phone call that can't be traced. Women like lunch, women like roses and corn and a bunch. Women like flowers and hedges and trees. Unless you're standing behind one, then they call the police. When I see her, there'll be tears down my face. It might be love and it might be mace, but women call it stalking. Women call it stalking. Just the kind of attention you need. Get you right back in prison. Gonna hug her, gonna mug her, gonna see her some more. Hey, judge, read the charge just a little bit slower.
Good afternoon, all you lovely Sonic-related people out there in Radio Land. This is your host. It is the Archangel UK, and joining me, as per usual, is Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
What's with the accent?
It's a funny thing you should say that, but of course, yesterday was, of course, the 4th of July. Which, of course, is the day where we celebrated, us patriotic Americans, we celebrated kicking the ass of those stiff-ass Brits.
You're not gonna pass as an American.
Not with that kind of attitude, mister. Not with that kind of attitude.
Mister? Well, we're revealing a few things today, it sounds like.
They seem to relate to you.
Nice.
Anyway, those tracks that you were listening to right at the beginning was Women Call It Stalking by Otis Lee Crenshaw. Then we had Seven Forest from Sonic Shuffle. From Sonic the Fighters, Here We Go for Casino Night. And then from the U.S. version of the Sonic CD soundtrack, which is the best version of the Sonic CD soundtrack, I won't mind telling you, because it's American.
No.
No?
You're not going to pass as an American. What's with the American fetish all of a sudden? You want to be American now? Do you? Just be yourself. It's okay. They'll accept you, I promise.
I don't know why I bother, Governor. Right. Of course, it was Collision Chaos, which is the present version. That sort of caught me as Dick Van Dyke again, isn't it? See, nobody cares. Biafra says AUK is fail. Okay. Biafra is fail. Because Biafra is now removed from the list of people I speak to.
Nice.
I just heard Collision Chaos US version on my iPod the other day, and I was just like, ooh, I must remember to play that one.
Yeah.
Push the fail button, Vija says.
No fail. I removed the fail button. It's gone.
Well, the only person who has a fail button around here is Phil, so you'll have to get it off of him.
Oh, really? He's got a fail button now?
He's always had a fail button.
Oh, okay.
He is a fail button. No, he's not. But anyway, no, those are the tracks you're listening to. So, Sonic Shuffle, Sonic Fights, and Sonic CDUS. But, yeah. That's the thing, though, isn't it? Because it was the 4th of July yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Which means
several things,
yes. I mean, there's the very unimportant, quite piddly celebration of some tinpot country and its attempt to make itself relevant after 200 years.
Actually,
it was a couple of years, was it?
Well, yeah, it's like...
So it's only been there for a couple of years, is it? All right, so
now it's...
It just seems like it.
Now it's well over 200 years old, yes, but at the time...
And I know we're sort of slowly approaching the year 1AO.
AO.
After Obama. Is Biafra still talking?
Yes.
Why?
Stop it!
Why?
Don't acknowledge! Just keep going. You're gonna lose your train of thought.
You're so lonely.
You don't even know what to do with it.
Shut up!
Nice.
Anyway, you're spoiling it.
I spoil everything.
Oh, yes.
That's supposed to mean?
What doesn't it mean? Anyway, I'm just gonna ignore him now. Shut up.
Oh,
anyway,
I see.
Yeah, basically, July the 4th is not just an American holiday, because that's kind of, you know, small part of the world.
Nice.
But that's okay, I'll just stop looking at the chat. It's very simple, it's something that people are going to piss about. But it is also the birthday of Sonic Rex.
Yes.
Yay! It's not truly the birthday, because it was actually around a lot longer, but it was a day when we sort of recognised as being an online comic, so we sort of take it as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. Plus, it's a little bit easier to remember.
Things. Yeah. Well, no, actually. No, any day would be okay. But yeah, Sonic Rex was 5 yesterday. 5 years old. I can honestly say we are now pretty established as a Sonic website. Hell, there might still be half the community that doesn't know we're here, but hey, damn them. Damn them and their incompetence.
I found you via Google.
Found me via Google. There we go, gents. Out there. This is you've got to rely on Google as your own dating service. Yeah. So you can get all the ladies. All the fine ladies.
Actually, as much as, you know, yesterday was a significant date, being Sonic Rex's birthday.
Yes.
Today was a fairly significant day. Last year.
Oh, was it last year that anything went weird?
Last year today. Last year today.
Yes, well, we can ignore that.
You're ignoring it. You don't deem it.
It never happened.
It happened. 8 hours of your life vanished if it never
happened. Yes, 8 hours of my life did vanish. Well, the customs and immigration people decided they were going to just piss around of our lives.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway. Doesn't matter.
Well, now.
Because, say, you're here now, I'm here now,
right.
They're there now, assumedly. I don't know, the chat room's off now, so I don't know. It's all my office fault. So there we go, that's the rundown. Actually, that's the rundown of the chat room. It's, don't know, because I'm not looking at the chat room anymore.
Mm.
It's all Biafra's fault.
Would you stop saying that?
I can think of some other names for Biafra if you like.
No. This is why I tend to be your PR, and you can just...
Your PR? Oh, that what you do, is it? Oh, I see. We finally found out what she does, folks. She does PR, apparently.
Because you're a very growly individual, and you can be very intimidating.
There's very good reasons why I'm a growly person.
Yes.
Because the rest of the world is bales. Anyway. Anyway, yeah, so I've had a fantastic week. As you could probably imagine.
It's not going to be as interesting as this upcoming week.
Oh, this upcoming week's going to be cracking. Because Thursday, there's the annual conference. Oh, yes. Normally, it's sort of a big thing, but obviously with Credit Crunch, I think it's been sort of condensed. It's been sort of crunched down on its own. Earthart says, can he be added to the IRC rundown? And yes, he can. So the rundown is Earthart.
And assumably Blake Draco.
I don't know.
You don't think he's doing his job?
No, he's not doing his job. He makes it up. He didn't do show notes for last week.
Aw, he doesn't want us anymore. I guess that means he has to go away from the staff page.
Yeah, that's a pity. Just his artwork's about to get ready as well.
I know.
It's
a real shame.
Professor J saying he was really close to finishing that, and really soon.
Yeah.
I don't know, he'll just have to miss it out, won't he? Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder when that's coming. Dragon's Den. I'm sort of waiting on it, so I can have a week off.
I'll go prod them this week, then. I'll make sure they have it ready for next week. Just because.
I know it's probably hard at the moment to get it recorded, because Ram the Dragon is in NYC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think
that'd
be easy.
Stop fiddling with that Zoo Tycoon box.
Be nice to my game for my son. I'm going to destroy you.
And she sliced open my thumb. Anyway, Blake says that he is this. It was my fault for overrunning the show, apparently.
Oh, because it was into Top Gear.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course.
Well, then he should have got most of it.
Say that this week. It's my fault. Running already? What? Where are we going 22 minutes? Yeah. I think Blake has some kind of really weird, bizarre sense of time.
Maybe.
Perhaps he's able to alter the fabric of space-time. Actually, if there was somebody that could alter the fabric of space-time, it probably would be someone like Blake, to be honest. Just for a fluke.
You think he's a Time Lord, don't
you? No, he's not a Time Lord. I just think that... I think Donnie Darko is based around his life, but there we go.
Alrighty, we should probably get a move on.
Yeah, so. Talk about stuff. Stuff! Wondrous, glorious stuff. Quite a few current listeners, actually, so hello to actually anyone who is listening in.
Why don't you just close down this area?
Because I need it for other things.
But you won't look at it.
Modern browsers have this thing called tabs. Now, I'm going to be using other tabs for other things. Like the Q&A UK. You can get your questions in, of course, by going on in Fearwood Online and putting a post in the relevant space. Or you can, of course, email me at radioredux@sonicrex.com. Or you can tweet us. If you go send a message to at Sonic Rex, all together there, and we will see about your questions. Actually, we've got quite a bit of a question overrun from last week, haven't we? That we
need to
get through.
Which we now have to put in as an underscore that all questions put in the topic will no longer be answered in the same week they were put in.
Well, not necessarily.
There's no guarantee.
There was never any guarantee for anything, to be honest. I want to take a little quick music break.
Sounds fine.
Why that? Go away. Go away, your silly Mario.
Dude, it's Mario guy.
Yeah, I know.
Mario.
See, Blue95 wants Red Sphere, Blue Sphere, and I hate Red Sphere. I hate Blue Sphere, so it's... Chan Nan Daytime Little Music from Darkness the Hedgehog sounds like a very good request, so let's have that, shall we, kids? We'll be back right after this with... We'll finally reveal what we're doing at...
You gave it away! This was the ads!
No.
Alright, fine.
I didn't get... What? I'm good. What?
You told them you're reminded them of the secret. You're supposed to just turn your head and wait until they're begging and clawing at their computer screens to know. It's the idea of a secret. The build-up. You're new to this, aren't you?
Well, you forget last week where we said we were going to reveal what it was.
Yeah, but maybe they forgot.
Huh. Why don't I have this again? This is ridiculous. Where has my damn stuff gone? So...
Is it disappearing on you again?
Chun. Doodle-doo-doodle-doo. Here we go. That's the music. I wanted the music from Chun Nan Daytime. We're going to have that as a little mini break, and then when we come back it'll be, I don't know, something or the other, who knows. We'll talk stuff anyway in Q&A UK and bits before Top Gear comes on and everyone wants to bugger off.
Pretty much.
Okay, right, we'll see you after the break.
Radio Redux listener request. Thank you.
Back. Right, so I guess that was the hub music, world music from Chan-nan, and that was a request.
Yes.
There we go. So, what are we going to do with Summer of Sonic, which is this thing that we were going to see last week, but then we got around to it.
Yep, and you reminded them.
Yes, well, I said at the end of the last week's show that we'd say this week. So if they were paying attention, then it doesn't particularly matter, does it, really?
I don't know. All right, then. Don't keep them waiting.
Yeah, basically, some point, probably this evening, but most likely this evening, otherwise I'll get hit.
Yep.
We're going to make a comic, basically, for Summer Sonic.
A one-shot comic,
a bog standard, normal, standalone comic, which is going to be massive. Basically, we're going to use a little technique. Well, it's not really a technique, is it? Really,
it's a different medium, you would say.
Oh, I was complaining about the ruddy music now, for God's sake.
I know.
Remember, remind me why I do this show?
Maybe I should take over for a while. Let you have a break. You need a vacation.
Yeah, need a vacation from this lot, yeah.
Goodness.
Ungrateful bastards. Right.
Nice.
Basically, we're going to use a bunch of hammer beads. Is it hammer?
Hammer. Which is beads. A particular type of bead, which instead of, like, you know how you'd have craft beads, and you think beads, you think, oh, well, you string it up on a necklace or something like that. This in particular, don't shove my head into the mic, trust me, I'm loud enough, I can promise you that. These Hama beads in particular, which is just the brand name, I'm not sure what they're called in the States, because this is where we originally got the idea. You might have seen an example of the work couple weeks ago when Kev took a picture of it and put a link of it. Now, if you remember, it basically looked like you put all the little beads all lined up in the picture that you want, basically pixel for pixel, and you melt the suckers together and they literally become an entire sheet of plastic. So, with a little luck, with a little bit of time, and hopefully with that comic done tonight, we will have produced the world's largest Sonic Rex comic ever, and it will be on display on, at
SOS.
Yes.
Yes, Summer of Sonic.
So, you'll get to look forward to that.
Yeah.
We have no idea if it's going to survive. That's the only part I'm...
Well, we're
going to
do it in segments, aren't we?
Well, to do it in segments, it would still need to be put together, but the only...
Yeah, but I can be stuck up individually if we don't know.
That's true. That's very
true.
We're
able to bring a travel item with you. And then we won't be able to get them home again.
That's somewhat true, but yeah, basically, so...
So that's going to be our thing.
We need a better hobby.
These guys need a better hobby. Okay, so what are you doing, Emerald Coast? Emerald Coast, what are you doing? How are you representing at SOS, huh? Huh? Yeah. MIB says, yeah, at least they have one, so yeah, good for you. Good for you. The Big C's joined us again after a week's absence. He returns. Anyway. So there we go. That's what we got. And that's what's going to be done. So that's got to be done this evening.
Yep.
We have questions from... Blake Draco has a song request. Interesting. So I'm going to say it's interesting. Earthheart says, what is there to look forward to at SOS? Many, many things, all of which I probably could not say over the radio because it's not been confirmed yet. But I will no doubt be confirming quite a few things next week.
Okay.
With any luck on the Summer of Sonic website. Because,
well, there's definitely going to be a few things there.
Yeah, there's going to be a few things.
Which is like some merchandise on display, of course.
Well, there's the usual bits. Yeah, there's some merchandise.
And a couple of individuals.
There'll be some people there.
Like some of the leaders of the different sites. Perhaps.
Yeah, you get to meet really, really important people, like Rory. Rory's there. Oh, actually, good news, very good news. I hear, as was confirmed last week, Alan, Rory Vicoon's going to be there.
Good.
Which I am delighted, absolutely delighted by. I was most upset when I heard it was very unlikely they'd be able to come. So,
yes.
That'll be good. It was a... SOS was a much better place for Alan being there last year, I think. I wonder if Flint's going to be there. That's a good question.
Well,
Flint. Everyone needs to meet Flint, is the thing.
Yeah.
Flint, who is such a staple of the SMB for so long. Earthheart asked, when will you next have a break/holiday/day off? And the answer for that can only be described as November. There is no days off until post-weddings, you know?
No, it'll be the wedding. You'll get a few days off, and then after that, you'll be able to figure whatever.
Yeah, well, as it stands at the moment, it's going to be wedding and then to work next day, so... Won't even
not the next that. Day, because you're getting married on Saturday. You'll have Sunday.
Oh, off, Sunday.
And then Monday, you'll
have to
be
on the seventh day, he rested.
And on the first day, he got right back to it again.
Yeah, on the first day, I had to get back to work, yeah. Sigh, there is no honeymoon, only Zool.
Well, yeah, pretty much. But, so, and we're still getting that, of course, taken care of.
Shame.
I know.
Alright, anyway, that's that out of the way. It's time for... Actually, why don't you say it this time, because I always say it.
You keep insisting.
Yeah.
That I start doing more.
No, I keep insisting that you start doing something.
Oh, aren't you lovely?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Well, it's time for QAA, Q and AA UK and EH or whatever it's called.
Close.
Whatever.
See? You're saying like I say it.
No, I don't say it the way you say it. You're a Brit and I'm an American. I say it the American way. And you say...
Wrong.
No, wrong, right.
Wrong. Oh, sorry. Fast and wrong.
No,
but
right.
But insisting that it is the right way.
No, it's right. It's right.
Language structure is the Americans' Vietnam. Anyway.
That wasn't wrong!
Because you're supposed to say it's time for some questions and answers. Answer some questions, some Q&A, UK, and EH.
No.
No.
No. I do it my way. Tough.
That is the American way, isn't it? Good morning. Way tough.
Good morning, yeah. Man.
Anyway.
You're on the wrong.
Yes, I know I'm on the wrong thing, because I'm still trying to look at the listener request thing. Everyone. I haven't changed it back from the previous one yet. That's hardly a fail on my part. Blake says, oh snap. And yes. That was a burn, gentlemen.
Oh! Anyway. Continuing.
Magical sound shower or splash wave?
No idea.
Magical sound shower or splash wave? Well, I'll just put them both on.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Just very, very quickly.
Sound.
Magical sound shower. We'll do the cool Euro ones that Richard did. And then splash. I know my answer, but I don't know what yours is. Anyway, so
just
show you listen to these very quickly. First one up will be Magical Sound Shower, and then I'll flick it over to Splash Wave. So there we go. The one that is, you can probably hear in the background a bit is still Splash Wave. Let me just turn it off. Anyway, so those were the two. What, and I had a Magical Sound Shower on a bit longer because it's got quite a longer intro sequence before you hit the main bit of the damn music.
Right.
What would you say yours was out of the two?
It was probably the Magical.
Magical Sound Shower. That's good because mine as well.
Yeah.
That's mine as well, funny enough. I just love that. Much prefer that. Don't know entirely know why. Perhaps it's the main part of the music. I don't know. It's just awesome.
Alright.
In all honesty. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yep.
Nice job.
Yeah. Rat flail or rat morning star?
Rat
Blue
flail.
Fox.
Rat flail.
No, I disagree on this one. I say rat morning star.
Yeah.
Because it's a morning star, which is immediately
you
awesome.
You don't know where the rat flail comes from, though, do you?
No.
It is a, I'm pretty sure anyway, call me if I'm wrong on this, but it is actually suggesting off of VG Cats, which is another
Something else I don't particularly care about.
No, it's actually quite funny, but he plays
rat.
Dungeons & Dragons and ultimately gets killed by said rat, but... He does turn it into a rat flail in the end or some.
No, a rat's morning star would be epically better because it's a morning star. Which
cool.
Is just a fantastic name.
But yeah.
Blue Fox also asks how he Blue Fox mines for fish. And the answer to that is
I say
with a pickaxe.
Yes. You can go for fish. It's just slightly dry and bony and flat, but
Edit also adds, I'm currently on a camping trip, so I thought I'd ask, what was your best camp experience? Not having to go camping anymore, probably. What was your best camp experience is question 4, and what was your best camping experience question 5? Aren't those more or less the same question?
Kind of, yes.
I'm not sure if DC's listening in or not. I just got a very bizarre message from him saying they said it couldn't be done, but I guess it was. Actually, maybe it is. Maybe that's related to the Rat Morningstar thing. The Rat Flail, perhaps.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll definitely start getting questions from DC. Perhaps DC can be the new Demex. I mean, get the seven. They make it the seven from maybe. DC. DC's Magnificent Seven.
Possible, but we should probably keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you really want to elaborate on the camping experience for you, or do you not have one? Because you claim to have been taken into the woods by your parents for some reason, possibly to be left behind or something.
What? What?
You've been to the woods, you claim.
Yes, and I was sure a big surprise because there was a load of teddy bears there having a picnic. Now, we got more questions. This one's from Fire in the Hole, which I think we skipped over last time.
Possibly.
Yeah,
because they were a little like.
Yeah, those were a bit overly personal, so we skipped them. Have you ever woken up one day and you realise you're the character you play in the comic? Yes.
Really?
Morris Andrews, isn't it? We've discussed that.
Oh!
Yeah. It freaked me the hell out. In a quite genuine and serious way.
I can't really say that I've quote-unquote woken up as the character, because that's just, like, I've built the character alongside my personality anyway.
DC says he would certainly do the seven quest, the
really?
Magnificent Seven.
Well,
yeah.
Then he should do it,
and he should do it.
From here on out,
I will
we're
give you,
him
yeah,
to it.
Well, We have a Demex replacement, who is
nice.
Less American and more crazy, which is
fair
always
enough.
Good. Always good to know. Although saying that, Demex came up with some crazy crap during his time.
Yeah, so that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
We already.
Have you ever been in conflict with a noob?
Yes.
Yes.
Every day of my life is a conflict with a noob, but I could tell you that for free.
Every day in my current existence is battling a noob.
Really? What noob is that? Does it have a name? Are you looking at it? Is it sitting in the room next to you?
That's Yoshi.
Oh.
No, Yoshi isn't a noob, I suppose, in many ways.
Nice.
Depends upon the Yoshi.
Really nice.
Yoshi!
You can't even do a good Yoshi!
No, I can't! Because I'm not freaking Sophia!
That's true.
I wasn't trying to do Yoshi, I was trying to do Sophia doing Yoshi.
Oh.
You see, that's what I was actually trying to do.
Hence,
I said it in that particular fashion. Yoshi. Yoshi.
Anyway.
Yes, we have.
You've already done this one.
Yes, I know.
Then why are you doing it again?
I just said, yes, we have! I'm bringing that last question to a conclusion. Thus, we are able to progress with the other questions. Is that okay?
We already did it last week.
Shut up!
Nice. You see how he treats me? You see what he does to me?
No, because we were going to do that last week and then we didn't. Fire in the Hole also asks, can you give me 100 rings so I get an extra life?
Done it.
I don't know, can we?
Done it.
No, we didn't!
We did it.
No, we didn't!
Would you just give him the life already?
Oh, fine. Here, have your bloody ring. There we go. No, we didn't. We were going to do it last time, then we didn't.
Fine.
Thank you.
It's done. It's over.
Hooray, right. Dark Hedgehog, hang on, I'm just waiting for the question about Darkness the Hedgehog here. There isn't a question about Darkness the Hedgehog from Darkness the Hedgehog.
Yes, there is, the last one, you know.
Yes, but I didn't look at it. Oh, yeah, that's the same question I get asked all the time.
But I've never read.
It's just for you now.
Of course.
Don't you hate it when there's a never-ending to be continued, which is never completed. Yes, for example, Primeval, which has been cancelled. which is like, yeah, let's leave the characters stranded in the past and axe the show. Nice one. Well done.
Kind of makes sense. Because it's like...
Well, no.
I don't know. Anyway.
There was a means to escape, but they never was able to do it.
I see.
To you, this one. What's your best tip on how to get a decent guy to take me to the prom? I'm going to be a junior, so I'm trying to get a guy.
Oh, junior prom. Probably your best bet is actually to pick a friend or a friend of a friend, personally, because A, that means you have something in common and you could tolerate each other. So if you can find somebody with similar interests, that's probably your best bet. And as long as he's not a freaky bloke, then you're good. So just try to go with somebody you can actually tolerate, because if you go with somebody you actually like, it gets awkward. So, yeah.
DC says that was special. I felt the Hugger Ring specialness. So I think he got an extra life as well.
Oh, dear.
Anyway. Somebody said we were a very good combination on this show, which is good, because...
We're getting married! It's kind of...
Well, that and the fact that it's rather difficult to get anyone else on this show. So
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, don't just ask me if I could survive a day with... rather Mario Dude 1. And the answer is yes.
You could survive, but I don't know how well he'd be doing at the end of it.
No, he's fine. Just lock him in the trunk. find a massive Victorian travel trunk, preferably with the buckles that go around it. So it's a big old leather thing with big hard edges. Push in, lock it, and use the leather straps to secure it even more. Then put it in a cool place, obviously out of the sun, especially with the temperature, so it avoids cooking the brother in question. I would suggest perhaps a cellar or somewhere out of the way, perhaps a larder. Make sure it's labelled up as not food, though, in case somebody accidentally comes in and eats him. If you could be any game villain, who would it be and why? Personally, I would be a Bowser so I can beat up Mario. Yeah, that's an unsurprising from Darkness there.
What?
Who would you be?
I would... If I had to be a bad character? I've never actually thought about that. I guess... Shoot, that's a hard question. That's actually fairly awesome. Because I always grew to hate most of my really, really good enemies, so it's like... I guess I'd have to go with Nurgle, and that doesn't sound like a common name, but it's in a couple of series, but this one's from the Fire Emblem series, actually. It's from, like, I believe the second game they came out with, and he's kind of a big, bad shaman who uses dragons to basically screw everything up and is generally... kind of a really hated, bitter character, but he had it all under control, so you couldn't, like, you know, you could never catch him off guard. You just literally had to beat the son of a gun with raw power, because he was that good. And it took, like, near godlike strength to knock him down, basically, to a mortal standard. So it was pretty hardcore.
I'm kind of stuck on this. I've actually got no idea.
See? It's not that easy. That's actually kind of a tough question.
I'm trying to think of the sort of bad guys in my favourite games, and I'm really struggling here in order to think of one that would be even remotely good.
Right.
I mean, really am.
And then there's Jay. He's a pretty bad dude. Yeah, he knew what was coming.
I don't know.
We'll have to think about that. Maybe next week.
Mm-hmm. If Blake is clever, he'll maybe leave that question on with a footnote for me to answer.
Right.
If he's clever. Sorry, isn't that question never going to get answered? Sorry, Blake. AUK, what do you mean Sonic the Hedgehog 2006 never did happen? I don't have the game, so I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, easy way of doing this.
Spoiler warning of the Starving Bear, Captain!
Basically, at the end of the game, Sonic and Elise go sort of back in time to a point before everything happened, and they go into specific, but basically they changed the timeline so that Sonic and Elise actually never meet, and the events of the game never take place. So that's what
you get for having a boss that messes with the time.
Yeah, you get a boss that ends up exists in all periods of the space-time continuum. It's kind of you can end up in some.
Yeah.
You can end up in anywhere, you know.
So it just basically quote-unquote never happened.
So it just never, it literally never happened. The game itself never
the
happened.
The spoilers.
So
over.
People should really, you know, get off its case, because, you know, hey, you can bitch it as much as you like, but if the game never happened, well, it's just you being a crazy person, you know? Echo, do you read fanfics?
Yes.
And if you do, will you read my Darkness the Hedgehog fanfic?
Yes.
Perhaps we should, because Darkness all constantly asks.
Well, I mean, you have to
ask,
kind of
and asks politely. Well, so perhaps we should.
That's fair enough. Yeah. And if it's on the
we'll
forum,
read it together.
Okay.
Of a night.
What?
When it's cold.
Okay. All right. I see where this is going. Goodness. Oh, dear.
DC suggests the Naughty Sorceress from Kingdom of Loathing.
I don't know.
No, I don't particularly want to be some weird.
He doesn't want to shift genders.
Well, that actually, that wasn't the worst bit. She's sort of some sort of, she's some sort of, she's quite sort of S&M freaky as well.
Oh dear. Mm.
And turned into a monster as well.
Ooh,
for a second point.
Interesting.
And then a sausage.
Yes, we know, Blake. I know what you're talking about. And I'm going to use you anyway. I don't have to be Nurgle to do that. Keep going.
Do you need a recap of what happened in the previous episode of Chaotix X?
Oh,
no,
I know.
In fact, as Echo will testify, there is the first, probably about a minute's worth of dialogue written for Chaotix X episode. Was it 5?
Something like that.
In that book, yeah?
Yeah, but we still gotta work on it, because
it's not happening.
Oh, you just stopped it.
No, I said a while back, it's just not gonna happen.
Aww, that's a shame. It was a really good little mini series. It really was.
Oh, AK, are you a closet Sonic freak?
That would be assumed, like, you keep it hidden, like, quietly, you are.
It's been kind of hard when your job is online community manager for, like, for dealing with Sonic the Hedgehog for the entirety of, like, the Western Hemisphere. It's kind of hard.
That and the fact that your closet is as stuffed as it is.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It would be hard to figure.
Question 3.5, where can I find the IRC chat room? It's a subsection of the computer room.
Oh, dear.
So you're stuffed.
Yeah, well, I think we'll put it up on
It should be in the forum, the Radio Redux
section.
Well,
I'll double check that now that I actually carouse the forum.
To both of us, did you know there is a Nintendo merchandise in the Japan pavilion of Epcot? Yes, I'd imagine there is.
Huh.
What is your favourite product of the Coca-Cola company?
Hmm.
To both of us.
I wonder.
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of time again for the questions.
I know.
So many questions, so little time.
Well, then let's bang them out if you want to do it. Where the hell is the chat room thing?
Oh,
we're going...
We're not going to let DC loose in the chat room, for God's sake!
You know that one.
It'll be the end of all things.
Pretty much. Well, yeah.
Ooh, hello. Can someone confirm that Top Gear's at 8:30?
Uh-oh.
Because if so, that's going to be awesome.
Well, I could go downstairs and check right now.
If you go downstairs.
All right, I'll go.
Oh, can I get a drink, sweetheart, please?
Oh, thanks.
I don't think there's any D&B in the fridge.
Let me check.
I'll have some cream soda if there's any going, all please. Right. If there's not. Anyway. Oh, dear. We'll skip that for Coca-Cola Company. All the rest of the questions for Echo. Okay. Joe Forever says there's a series called K-On, Rip Off of Eon or something else. Something else, I'm afraid. Nothing particularly weird. Actually, Casino Cody. Okay. Just big suit. No, he is on an 8. Somebody's lied.
No, I just checked the guide. Because they're doing Wimbledon coverage.
It got put back.
It got pushed back half.
Ah, it got pushed back half an hour. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Uh-huh. Isn't she lovely, kids?
But yeah, you have extra time now.
We have extra time. We can do the rest of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
No, it's not on in a minute.
It's been pushed back. It's been pushed back, apparently. Okay.
I mean...
Sweet. Anyway, shall I do a chat room rundown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might as well. That's Spondy, the DJ, Vija, Turbo, Tiki, Sally, Staff, Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, SJSF, Ringtail, Flox, Mars Prower, MIBG, Joe Forever, Guest, 13532, D'Artagnan, BlueBlur95, Blitzchris, Big C, Big Bad C, AUK's on SSR, MK Joshua, Blake Draco, DC, Earth Arts, and the one and only...
Chanbot. I'm not gonna do it.
You don't need a sing-song voice, you don't need an accent, you just get put to a board, Chanbot.
It's a robot!
Chanbot. Chanbot.
Exactly.
Doing Chanbot things. See, but what Wimbledon? What? They're lying to us. Now Wimbledon's apparently just finished it.
I just said.
Oh, I don't know anymore. Right, okay, what we're gonna do is.
Stay downstairs and yell.
We can do these do the Tallicos quickly and then we'll sort of have music head to end it.
Music break.
Music to end it.
Well, music break, because if it's not on for another half an hour, why would you end it?
Right. So what was your favourite product of the Coca-Cola company?
Coca-Cola.
I'm going to stay that Still Fanta, which is now my drink of choice.
Hmm.
Still Fanta is absolutely amazing.
Uh-oh. Now what? Let's see.
Hello. MSN windows are flashing all over the place, I think.
Know. Maybe it's because I watch on the internet. Lol, internet.
Oh, and Earthheart as well. I forgot.
We put him in there.
We said in the beginning Earthheart. Earthheart has his own division.
Yeah.
Above everyone else.
We said him.
Yeah.
We didn't forget him.
Never forget. Bumper stickers on the back of cars. Never forget Earthheart.
See, here's the question of the day. If Jay's already on the internet and he's listening and doing notes for the show, why can't he do notes for the show and watch Top Gear? I mean, come on. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God for that. Everything was fun. Next Top
Really?
Gear on BBC Two is Wimbledon is actually finished. Okay, so it is actually finishing. Fine, wondrous. Okay, we're going to do this quickly. If Eggman was in Sonic the Black Knight, would he be Merlin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Who do you think the real-world counterpart of Shara and Melina is? So who would be the actress, if you'd like, who would play?
I have no idea. I don't know any actress names.
I'm going to say Keira Knightley.
Okay. That's possible.
I'm going to say Keira Knightley. Although that wasn't really my question. But there's an answer for you, Ray. Did you know that there is a female variant of Seven Force? And yes, this was in Alien Soldier. Why else would I even ask that Seven Force question?
I have no idea what Seven Force is. It doesn't really help.
Anyway, as everyone's now going...
Top Gear! Top Gear!
Here's a good time to do it. DC wants to do a music request. A bit late if we're ending the show. Yeah.
Well, if he wants to slide it in now, he better say it really
quickly. Jada Pinkett Smith? Possibilities. Possibilities there.
I have no idea. I don't know actor names. I barely remember faces.
Right, okay. Let's just do something or the other music wise. Next. Boom, ba-dum, bum, bum. We'll have from... Shoot, I've skipped. We've got the Emerald Hill 2-player remix from Sonic Advance coming up for you. And whatever song it is that DC is requesting. He requests Loving Spoonful with Summer in the City, so we'll have that first then. Which is absolutely fine.
Alright.
Whatever. We'll see you next week, most hopefully. And hopefully it'll be a little bit less crazy and stuff. Up next, Top Gear on BBC Two. But of course, until next week, I've been Archer NGK, she's been Echo Hawk, and this has been Radio Redux, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer.